Praise the Lord. How many is glad that in times past you've touched Calvary? Not only have you reached out, He has reached out and touched me. You can be looking up Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Typically, I use these scriptures in funerals of folks that I may not really know where and how they stood, which none of us are the judge, but we can see the fruits of our life and realize that some folks simply just don't trust God and don't serve Him. But that being said, I'm preaching on seasons, times that we're in, where we're at, what God's doing. Amen. If you would stand with us, if you got that, fam. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I'm praying that I can preach this way I've seen it. That's sometimes difficult for a preacher to preach it the way God gives it to you. But we're going to attempt to let Him use us today. Verse 1 says, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, a time to lose, and a time to keep. A time to cast away, a time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, in a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace." Let's pray. Father, today, thank You for this service. Thank You for this day we have. Lord, I pray that You would anoint me to preach Your word this morning. Lord, I realize that I need Your help today, Lord. Our ears are open and our hearts are open to hear and receive of Your word today. Lord, stir our hearts. If one doesn't know You, I pray, God, speak to their hearts this morning. Touch our lives, Lord, and anoint us and pray one more time that You anoint us to preach this word. And Lord, we'll praise You for it and thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for standing. You know, we naturally speaking, we probably all have seasons of time that we live in the world, naturally speaking, that maybe we like better than others. How many likes winter, cold winter? Anybody with me? Hello, somebody. I got one person that likes winter. What about spring? Summer? Yeah, I like warm weather. Fall's beautiful. Amen. I like those colors. But have you noticed something what time I've been here in this world? Used to be, years ago, when it came winter time, we had winter. How many's ever noticed that? I mean, I remember winters and ice and storms and snows that stay on 3 and 4 weeks at a time and things along that line. Now things have begun to change. It's almost got to the point you can't really tell we're having cool weather in July. And then you see the season. You know, it used to be when it come that time, you knew for sure what time of year it was. And now it seems to me like the way God's allowing things to happen, it's not so definite like it used to be. You might have 60, 70 degree weather in January. And I think that's really kind of the type of what we actually are seeing in the church world today. That's what we're seeing in people's lives that are Christians. You can't tell where they're at. You can't tell what season is going on. And I read in Ecclesiastes, and there is a time. There will be things that will happen in our lives, and there's no stopping it. We're going to one day die from this world, but there's going to be things. There's a time to mourn. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to dance. All these seasons in our lives are things that happen. Now, I believe that God has got some seasons and some times that He's working in. How many knows that this morning? Praise God. And I tell you tonight, this morning, I am thankful to know that I'm going to wanting to be where He wants me to be in my life. And understand this. I cannot do one thing to prepare you for what's coming tomorrow. myself, it's up to you. I'm getting all ahead of myself, but the seasons, there are times. Let's just look over 2 Timothy. I'm just going to get into this. And I knew as God was bringing this to my attention and what was going on, there's going to be times and seasons in your life that will change. There will be. Now, just an example, our lives around our house is going to change like it has not changed in probably 18, 20 years. Our son is going to be going off to college. It will be a drastic change in our house. And not only for us, it's going to be a change of life and seasons in his life. Now, how many knows that life does change? But I believe there's a key to these seasons and these times in our life for us to be a victorious person. How many wants to be victorious? Amen. I want somebody to look at me and say, well, that man right there, I know there's one thing about him. He loves the Lord. He trusts the Lord. And I can see God moving in his life. How many wants to be known for that? Now, that's not to bring glory, Brother Wendell, to myself. That's to bring glory to God that somebody can see in me. Now, I believe today, folks, right here in 2 Timothy chapter 4, this is the key for us to have seasons and times that change. Amen. In our lives that we can prepare for that time. Amen. First verse in chapter 4, 2 Timothy says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge and quicken the dead. And the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come that when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of the evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Praise God. Paul said this, I am ready to be offered, and at the time of my departure, it is at hand. Paul said this, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not only me, but unto all them also that love his appearing. I believe there is a key, Brother Frank, in our life that we're living in right now. Some of us may be in middle age. Some of us may be older and went through life and retired. And all of us here, we can look at different times and different seasons in our life. I want to talk about a season in a little bit that's always time to be in season. But I'm talking this morning about the things right now that comes through our life. There is but one way to prepare, son. Amen. For college, that's putting the word of God in your hearts, in your mind. Amen. Having it written upon, praise God, upon your hearts. How many knows that that will make a difference? Paul said, be instant in season, out of season. Now you look at this and you say, preacher, what are you trying to say? Well, I can tell you, it's probably not very timely to be a born-again, blood-bought Christian today. How many knows that? If you don't know that, just get out a little bit. Listen to the news once in a while. Not long enough to get depressed, but kind of listen to what's going across and what's happening. But I can tell you right now, it's not exactly a timely time to be a blood-bought child of the King, much less to be a preacher. Are you with me? But I tell you what, Paul said, listen, there are going to be those come that they will not endure sound doctrine. There will be false teachers. There will be those that tell you there's other ways to heaven besides Jesus. That is a false doctrine. That is the false truth of this world. Paul said, preach the word, Timothy. Praise God. Always be ready to preach the word. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? You say, I'm here this morning to tell you this. Whatever time you're in your life, whatever season that you're walking in right now, I don't know if you're in spring, I don't know if you're in winter, or if you're in summer or fall, whatever that may be in your life. But folks, whatever you're at right now, it's time to put the word to action in your life. I preached last week, Sunday night, on worship. And I totally believe that is a key to our life is to worship the Lord God of hosts. How many wants to worship him? Amen. I thought of that scripture he was reading, he was preaching on this morning. It's going to have to be our heart that wants to worship him. Praise God. I'm not up here to preach this word because of money or because of fame or glory. It's because that God called me to preach his word. How many believes that God's called us? You say, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a preacher. That's not what God called me to do. He called you to be the light of this world. He calls you to be the salt of this world. How many knows that it's our job to let the world know that there's a Jesus that died for their souls? Amen. There was blood that was shed that they might have life. Praise God. And also to recognize there is a hell to shun. Paul said to Timothy, he said, preach the word, son. In the times that you're in right now, the season and the time of your life right now, I would be safe in saying we could probably, if we could all see our lives, we'd probably have some that's here and they just don't have a lot of hope. We'd probably have some that look back and say, well, I've wasted my life. We might have some that sit back and might even be boastful in themselves and think they've really accomplished. Are you with me? There might be some here that would feel like that they're just not worth a whole lot. The time of their life is just not very valuable. Might even be somebody here that just wishes they was out of this life. I believe if we could just take a survey of everybody here, we could find all kind of different seasons, times in your life. That's just what the Lord's put on my heart this morning. And I'm going to preach it just like He said it. And it's time that wherever you're at is to put the Word in your life. Because there will be those false doctrines. Paul said, I've fought this fight. I've finished this race. And now I've got something waiting for me. How many can say that we've got a heaven to gain? Hallelujah. Praise God. How many is looking for heaven? I'm looking for heaven someday. I don't know when, but praise God, I'm preparing right now as we speak. How many's making preparations? Praise God. Amen. There's times we say this. Let's look over to Acts. There will be some seasons in our life. There will be some things happen. Some times that will change. I want to tell you something while you're finding Acts. There will be things that will happen in your life. This may be more like teaching than preaching. I don't know, but that's just what God said. There will be times in your life things will change in your life unexpectedly. Now, I want to give you some encouragement right here, because I can tell you something. There's a God in heaven that created us that knows more about your future than you do. What are you saying, preacher? Sometimes God allows things to go wrong in your life because He knows it's time for a season change. Oh, this is good if you'll listen to me. Sometimes He realizes and knows what's ahead of you that you don't know. I've said this several times, and I'm going to say it right now. Oftentimes in your prayer life, in the things you prayed for, the best, most answered prayers that you've ever had is the prayers that God didn't answer. Think on that a while. Because you didn't know what God had ahead for you, but God does. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel God in this. Amen. What happens in Acts chapter 1 is this. There's always time. We must put the word in. But this is a part right here in the seasons of our life that I think that we need to really have some confidence in. In chapter 1 of Acts, I could read the whole part there, but I'm gonna go down to verse 4. It said, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. And for John truly baptized in water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. I'm talking about a change coming on that you don't know what's going to happen, but God does. Amen. Praise God. Amen. This is to somebody this morning. There's changes that happens in your life. There's seasons that changes in your life that you don't know what's going to happen, but God knows. He said, go up there and tarry. Praise God. I can tell you right now, Brother Frank, there wasn't a one of them could have told you what was going to happen after that upper room experience. They could not imagine. I want to proclaim to you this morning, when you trust God, when things are going wrong, when the false doctrine, when those that don't preach the truth, when those that don't believe in your family, on your job, when you continue to trust God, God's got something for your head that you can't imagine. You don't know how He's going to do it, but I'm here to tell you, my God knows. A season change, and He knows what He's doing. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what God's doing. You be concerned. I'll get to the next section. You be concerned about putting the word out there and preaching it in season and out of season.
standing for God when it doesn't seem real, when it doesn't seem that you should stand for Him and believe His word. And God said, you go tarry in the upper room. You go stay in Jerusalem. Amen. There's something happening. The Holy Ghost is coming. Praise God. You're going to receive some power. Amen. Because you don't know what kind of season change is going to happen right here, folks. And I'm here to tell you right now, when you trust God, you can't imagine what God will do for you. But you got to go and tarry. You've got to trust Him. Hallelujah. He said, not many days hence. And I'm here to say right now before I go on, Father, Acts 2, when the Holy Ghost is coming in the upper room, like it or not, this world has never been the same. And I can tell you right now, the devil doesn't like that, because I can receive, I can be filled, praise God, I can walk in that promise, and he doesn't like it. Jesus said, go tarry in Jerusalem. Amen. And they therefore were come together in verse 6 to ask of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons for which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the world. You don't have to know what he's doing, because I can tell you right now, he'll be working when you don't know he's working. I've had things happen in my life that would have absolutely never changed if God hadn't have done some things. How many knows that? If you've not been there, you keep following him and you'll find some of those days. But he said, you go and tarry, because you don't need to know, but God is fixing to do. Our Father is fixing to do something. I'm here today to proclaim, I believe this morning, amen, you may feel like you're in the deadest, driest, most cold, and you feel like nobody's around you in the dead of winter. But I'm here to tell you right now, spring is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe there's a reason God had four different seasons in this world for us today. Because, church, I'm here to tell you right now, it don't matter how dry you might be. It don't matter the battle you might be in right now. I'm here to tell you, if you'll trust him, my God will change the seasons in your life. If you'll put the word in. He said, preach my word in season and out of season. Glory. Hallelujah. Let's go to Hosea. How many is going to trust him? But you know what happens? Have you ever noticed this? When the seasons change, there's always something to adjust to. Have you ever noticed that? You know, here's what happens, and let's just say we're in summer now. What's going to happen when fall begins to come? You're going to have leaves to rake. Yeah, you won't have no grass to grow, to mow, but I mean, has ever noticed we got green grass in August? Growing green grass. And I tell you what, I went to a place some of my in-laws lived at, didn't have no grass, and I was tickled. I said, let's get back home so I can mow some grass. New Mexico. I said, I'd like to see some good green grass. Seen all the sand and dry that I want to see. Now what happens is, I'm going to talk to you just a minute before we get into this last section. Because there's some of you here, I believe, you say, preacher, this sure is a dead message. Well, you believe what you want to. God's doing something. There's people going to have some seasons change in your life. There are going to be some things change spiritually like you've not seen before, if you continue to trust him and walk. Here's what happens. When you leave from wintertime, you have to change different clothes. When winter times come, you got to put on, you take off your long short sleeve shirt, you got to put on coats and heavy boots, wade through the mud, wade through the snow. A change, isn't it? Then by the time you get through with that season, you are ready for spring. How many's ever been there?
I love the fact when the things start budding out, the grass start greening up. You know what happens then? Then you got pollen to deal with. Allergies come. Hello? Boy, this is good preaching, isn't it? And then you get to finally get that up, and then by the time you get into one, you got ragweed to deal with. And then you got all this dry wind blowing, and it's hot, and somehow the season, I told you seasons were messed up. It's rained all summer. And then after that's going to happen, and fall's going to come, and we'll have to start changing. Then instead of going out to and work, you're going to have to grab a coat again. All these things change, and every time a season changes, you've got to adjust to it. Now, I'm preaching to you this morning, there are going to be some spiritual seasons change in your life. When they went to the upper room and tarried, there were some changes took place in that upper room. Praise God. When they come out of there, there was something different about them. They looked at the world different. They saw things different. When they went up to somebody, they even talked different. There was an adjustment took place when that season changed. Now, if you're here this morning, you're depressed and discouraged, and you feel like you're in the dead of winter, and God don't love you, I want to tell you right now, you get ready, you prepare for some changes, because the season is going to change when you start doing things for God as God wants you to do it. I'm going to get to that in a minute, but you got to prepare because things will have to be adjusted. Yes. Hallelujah. How many knows that this morning?
Yes.
Right here's the key on top of putting the word in. God's going to do it. Let's go and see what Hosea said. In verse chapter 10, verse 12 says, "Sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Ye have plowed wickedness and have reaped iniquity. Ye have eaten the fruits of lies, because thou hast trusted in thy way in the multitude of thy mighty men. Therefore shall a tumult arise among thy people, and all the fortress shall be spoiled, as Salama spoiled Betharbel in the day of battle. The mother was dashed in pieces upon her children because of the turning to iniquity." But he said, Hosea said, it's time to seek the Lord. It's time for a season change. Amen. I believe today that God's wanting us all to know, but maybe you here as an individual, it is time for you to realize there needs to be a season change. And I believe today in our spiritual life, there's not but one way. God has provided us with the Holy Spirit. How many knows that? It's here. He dwells inside of us. Sister Heather, we can receive and be just as deep and walk in the Spirit as we want to be. But there comes a time in our life you have got to make a decision to break up that fallow ground yourself. Now, if you like winter, and you like dullness, and you like depression and discouragement, then I guess just stay where you're at. That may sound harsh, but I tell you what, church, it's time we make a decision to say, I'm going to break that ground up. I'm going to follow him. I'm going to seek him. I'm tired of where I'm at. Lord, I need a season change. Amen. I'm going to put that word, amen, in work in my life. And I'm expecting, praise God, to reap some righteousness. I'm going to sow, and I'm going to reap a harvest. But if you do not want to have a change in your life, it will not happen. A time to cry, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to shout, a time to praise. All these things, there are seasons and times in our life. Sure, there's times that we don't feel like laughing. There's times that we don't feel like crying. Hey, man, I'm too happy to cry sometimes. How about you? Hello? Might be a good time for us to smile a while when you don't feel like it. Okay, I'm shutting my eyes. Try it. Did you like it? Well, okay, let's try it again. Attitude check. How about a smile now? A little better. That's good. That's good. Amen. You know what that is? That's a step. I'm going to have to choose to realize, Brother Frank, I'm not going to be depressed and discouraged because of things around about me. And I understand. I'm not crazy. I know when things happen in our life or a loss of loved ones or things, it makes us sad. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm here to tell you right now, as a born-again, blood-bought child of the King, I can tell you right now, every day of my life's not a bad day. How about you?
Every day of my day, I'm a blessed day for me. Praise God. So I am going to seek Him. I'm going to sow. I'm going to break up that fallow ground. That fallow ground is ground that's not been tilled. That's idle ground. Amen. How about your spiritual life? Are you running idly right now? Are you serving God like you always have? Are you even born again? Have you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior? Sow unto righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up our fallow ground, for it is time to seek Him till He come and rain righteousness upon us. Amen. If you're here tonight, this morning, you don't know God, I believe you can make a change, a season change in your life. You can go from the dull, dry, amen, brought down darkness of this world into the light of God's work. Amen. He is here to do that for you and I today. Christian, if you want to go through your life with your head down, feeling sorry for yourself, just go right ahead. We got tickled the other night. We were watching a video of William when he was, how old was he? 4 years old. And he was he was there and he was handing out gifts at the family Christmas. And that poor little guy had handed out and handed out and handed out and handed out. He was really being a good sport about it. He might have had one gift open and then to everybody else's, I don't know how many. So I looked over at him. I looked over at him on the video and I seen him after he delivered about 20 gifts. I looked over and he delivered one and this happened. I said, yeah, it's getting to him. How many knows the world can get to you? I tell you what, it happens. I'll get up on another story real quick. I had a down week as far as my natural job's concerned last week, but you know what? I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stay there. I'm going to gain back. But he goes through there and he drops his head. And then he began to voice his opinion. And of course, I played the part of God. He come over there close enough the video camera could hear him. And he come over and he said, I'm sad. I haven't got many presents. I'm so sad. Boy, I reproved and rebuked right there. He had a good reason, really, to be a little sad. And maybe in this world, you think, I've got a good reason to be sad. But when you look around the picture, he's a blessed little boy at 4 years old. I want to tell you something. You're a blessed little boy and little girl out there. I mean, knows that? Far more than I deserve. But don't find yourself with your head down and concerned and feeling bad. I tell you, there's folks here in this congregation, you've had some rough licks in this life. I can witness to that. You've had things that probably don't even deserve, but I'm here to tell you right now that my God, amen, is ready to change that season in your life. He's ready to take you, praise God, from the dull, dry deadness of wintertime when there's no leaves on the tree, there's no grass, nothing but old crunchy ice that you're walking on, and you can't smile because of the way things are around you. Praise God. Look out and get ready. Praise God. He said, Terry, in Jerusalem, there's something about to happen. You don't have to know what God's going to do, but I'm here to proclaim this morning that my God will change the seasons in your life. If you will sow unto righteousness, he said, break up the fallow ground. I got to touch on that real quick. We must prepare ourselves for a blessing. Start praying. Now, when I backed up on God, I went to praying and trying to get things right and quitting things and doing this. And I tell you what, you'll never, ever be able to take care of it without coming to him. Best thing's an old-fashioned altar, but he'll hear you at your house. He'll hear you beside the road. He'll hear you driving down the road. He'll hear you crying Walmarts. Come on, somebody. Anytime's a good time. When is the season to follow him? I want to proclaim right now. Right now is the season. One scripture says it's high time that we begin to cry out to God. It's high time that we begin to realize we must wake up out of our sleep. It's time that we serve him with our whole heart. Let's give the Lord a hand clap and praise for victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Seasons in your life change. You are in control of a lot of the seasons in your life. If you want to get up and feel sorry for yourself, feel down, feel out, blame everybody for your problems, you're sowing. But if you want to get up and say, God, I can't do nothing about this, you take care of it for me, then you're sowing seeds of mercy that's going to be reaped later on. Let's stand if you would. We could have a song this morning. The time and the season to worship Him is today. The time for you to sell out and say, I will serve Him is today. Because there is those that will have itching ears, drawn away by their lusts, false doctrines. And our young people are bombarded by these sayings on a daily basis. Let's bow our heads. Father, tonight, this morning, Lord, we thank You for this service. Lord, I pray, God, if there's some here that doesn't know You, speak to their hearts. Lord, that this is a time to seek You. Breaking up that old dry ground. Lord, we realize we don't plow and sow in the winter, but we plow and sow in spring and summer. God, I pray today that somebody in this service today, Lord, You bring it to their understanding that it's time that You spiritually plow their fields and make their ground ready for a harvest. Lord, we'll praise You for it. As they begin to sing this morning, if you're here this morning, don't know Jesus,